You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. We're going to stay in Oakland for our next piece, but we're pivoting from election mood to queer country music. Cindy Emch is the queer country lead singer for the band The Secret Emchy Society. The band's latest album is called The Chaser, and it features queer themes infused with the twang of Southern country, with songs that talk about longing, heartbreak, passion, and joy. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Cindy talks about the band's history and its connection to the Bay Area.
Hi, this is Cindy Emch, Oakland's first lady of queer country and the lead singer of the Secret Emchy Society. I would describe my music style as outlaw Americana country because I feel like it really harkens back to the 50s, 60s, and 70s, but also has sort of political and leftiness to it. I first started creating music technically with my mother when she would play her accordion when I was a small child, and I would sing along with these 1920s cabaret songs. But myself personally, I had a job working at a city boat launch back in Michigan and taught myself how to play guitar with a Leonard Cohen and a Tom Waits songbook. So that was when I first started really playing my own music. Being a queer woman performing country music has been surprisingly welcoming. I've had anxiety for sure about, you know, traveling into some smaller towns. I remember I was on tour in Omaha. We're unloading the car and these people pull up to us in this minivan and they get out and they're all like, huh, so you're blue, huh? Because I had, you know, Bernie stickers. And I was like, yeah, because I'm outspoken. Like, I'm not going to back down. And they got all smiley and like, great, we're with the other band. We want us to help you unload. And it was like so scary for a minute. They were like, yeah, don't worry about it. If anyone gives you any crap, just come get us. We protect the blue in our town. And I was just like, what? Last name is so hard to pronounce for a lot of people that just playing as my own name hasn't really worked. But back when I was doing a lot of poetry and spoken word, an MC one time added a Y to the end of my name to make it easier to pronounce. They said, well, now you're Emchy, like Kimchi. And I was like, okay, if that works. And it strangely really has. I've been performing with the Secret Emchy Society for approximately 6 years. I'd been in a number of bands previously that unfortunately had to break up because of geography. The Bay Area is so expensive and I have lost 3 bands to people being not able to afford to stay here. I named the band the Secret Emchy Society because it is a secret frequently who will be in the band. It's always me, like I am the constant, but when I tour, I often have to tour by myself because I can't afford to take an entire band with me. And so I have musicians in other towns that can just hop on stage and play with me.
The
reason that I decided to keep my release date of May 15th during the pandemic instead of postponing it was partially financial. The pandemic hit like right as there had already been like a fair bit of press that happened. We'd already been released a couple of songs, and I just felt like the train was out of the station. I was not sure that if we delayed it to later, that I'd be able to afford to put the fuel back in the train to get it moving again. So I wanted to take advantage of the momentum we already had building. When whiskey's fighting Terry, everybody wins at the drinking whiskey too at the sunny days in. You know, during hard times like the pandemic and during all like the important work that people are doing right now around anti-racism, I don't want to center my own voice in particular. And while at the same time, I realize that I can use the fact that people have liked the album and my art to raise money for causes and to try to help support. You know, in June, I did a thing where all the live streams I did, I would like match the donations to the TGI Justice Project, which helps Black trans women who have been incarcerated get back on their feet. Performing in the Bay Area has absolutely formed me as a musician and performer in every single kind of way. When I first moved here in the late 90s, all my friends were punk rockers. I formed an accordion junk band with my good friend John Flaw from San Francisco, and we were really informed by the steampunk and drag communities of San Francisco, and the country music was all inspired by my sort of East Bay roots. And so everything about the Bay Area, how diverse it is, the many different like styles and cultures that come together, that's absolutely what inspired all of the music I create and how I perform. Like a song. And we dance like the world is ending. There are a few things about performing in the Bay Area that are different. One thing is there will always be a much better bourbon selection, but one of the other things that is so different is that I feel like it's often a very open-hearted crowd. I have frequently had audience members come up to me, sometimes laughing, you know, maniacally, and sometimes with tears in their eyes, to tell me how a song like made their day or touched them, or they identified with some of the themes or experiences I was singing about. And in other places, that definitely still happens, but the Bay Area really has a market on people feeling comfortable to come up and share their experience with your song with you. If I had advice for any musicians that wanted to start performing out once we're allowed to again, definitely pay attention to who else in your community is making the kind of music you like. You know, whether it's local in the Bay Area, I mean, any genre you want to play, if you're in the Bay Area, someone's playing it and they're doing a great job, and they're probably really, really friendly about meeting other people who are doing it because we're a pretty nice bunch. I feel like it's a really welcoming community overall, and I'm just so incredibly appreciative.
This edition of Bay Area Beats was produced by Porfirio Rangel. The Secret Emchi Society's album, The Chaser, is out now. Plus, you can catch them playing on a live stream nearly every Sunday through November. We'll have a link to all that at KALW.org. I carve my name on the ceiling. In stories of guns and lakes and bands.